You're listening to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with John Rabin. All right, everybody, welcome to the Yes, I Am Still Sober podcast. I'm John Rabin. Let the record show that it is episode 125. It's November 19th. 19th? Hang on. 18th. Excuse me. November 18th. I'm doing the math in my head because I'm like, no, I get married on the 21st. So if it's the 18th, that's in 3 days. It's not in 2 days. It's in 3 days. 3 days! Oh, just waiting for it. It's like there's still some things to be done, but like now it's just a matter of waiting. And then for me, my assignments, I have like two big assignments. One of them is being there and saying I do. But the other big thing, which that's, you know, I'm all in. But the other big assignment is I've got a bunch of shit I got to bring, that all of which is essential and important. But that's not going to help now. You know, that's stuff I got to do Saturday morning. I got to just make sure I take it with me to the location. So it's just a matter of, and now we wait. And it's just like, kind of a thing. So, been running a lot of errands. I still got some errands and stuff I have to do, just in general. So this is kind of recording this a little later, and I'm going to rush through it. No, I'm going to just, you know, I'm gonna do what I normally do, but it's like taking a moment to do my podcast and then right back into let's get this shit done kind of a thing. Been asked, a friend of mine asked me, are you more nervous or more excited? And at the time, I was more irritated. I'm more irritated than anything because I have to wait. That's like, we should do this tomorrow. We're ready. But I am now more excited than nervous. The reason is because I was nervous. I had this weird nervous thing going on about the wedding, making sure that everything goes right and all this other stuff. But the thing is that I was treating it like it was the same level of nervousness that I used to have before the comedy contest they have here in Austin, that was called the Funniest Person in Austin contest. So in a way I was like, I'm like, are we competing for the funniest wedding in Austin? Like, what are we doing this weekend? Are we competing against other weddings? Why am I nervous in that? It's like, it's going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine. So I realized that, you know, once it just kind of hit me that, you know, as long as the key things happen, which is, you know, as long as we make it through the ceremony and sign the certificate, which I, one of the things I need to bring, don't forget the certificate, John. It's going to be fine. So it's just like, all right, I just need to kind of realize that things are going to be okay. It's just like, you know, don't want everything to be perfect. It's not going to be perfect because it's life. It's going to be fine. Everything's going to be all right. Also, I been doing well since that realization, because I also know that my fiance feeds off my energy and can tell when I'm anxious or annoyed or both. They're usually connected, and then she feeds off of that. And like there was, we were going to an event one time, like a get together, and she's like, you know, you don't have to go if you're going to be annoyed the whole time and you don't want to go. I'm like, I can fake it. And she's like, no, you can't. You cannot fake it. You do not have a poker face. And she's right. That's one of the things I lost with sobriety, is I can't, I guess, because, you know, Because when I was drinking all the time, I could always, you know, if I got a nice buzz, I could hang out with anybody. And when you take that away, I can't hang out with anybody. Like, I can't hang out with anyone. No, it's if I'm annoyed in any, you can immediately tell on my face if somebody bugs me. So I have to put myself in the mindset. I can't like fake it. I got to put myself in the mindset like, you know what, it's going to be fine. And then just enjoy it. Because otherwise, there's no like, you know, I'll just put on a, hey, how are you doing? Like, it's just, no one will accuse me of ever being fake. An asshole, sure. Fake, no. So he goes, no, he's a genuine piece of shit, that guy. Clearly does not like me. He won't stop frowning when I talk to him. I've stopped talking to him, but I respect his honesty. But, yeah, so here's the thing about the wedding stuff. Because I had an acquaintance who posted their wedding pictures. They got married early this month. Posted their social distanced wedding pictures. And one of the pictures had the bride and the groom about 40 feet apart from each other. And then the officiant in the middle. So there's like 20 feet between the groom and the officiant, who's wearing a mask. And then between the officiant and the bride. And it's a wide photo. And they were outside. So it was all a little overkill. But I think I'd like to believe that the photo was kind of staged that way to show that they were being safe, which seems disingenuous. I believe they call that virtue signaling on online, which I hate that phrase, but you know, that's the phrase that pays apparently. But I doubt that was how the ceremony was held. You know, do you take what? Like, I don't know if that actually was what went on. So I'm hoping that was just a photo like staged for, you know, the judgy public. And it's weird that you have to do that. I mean, you don't have to, but it's weird that you want to be able to post stuff, but it's like, well, let's put this photo in there so that people know that we were safe, so that people don't comment under, you know, our fucking wedding photos with like, I don't know, you guys aren't being very, hey, how about you go fuck yourself? All right. That's kind of the thing, is that the judginess, it's, I mean, I get it. You know, it's one thing if you know, people are posting photos of like groups of people, because you see them now. You know, it's real, you know, we've been dealing with this pandemic for, you know, so long that like anytime you see a photo, you immediately start looking at it going, what are these fucking people doing? There's like eight people standing in a 10-foot radius, like a 10-foot block, and they're all just crammed in there. It's like, why? What are they doing? Also, why would you take a picture of it? Also, why would you put it online going, hey, we had irresponsible fun. Like, I don't know why you would do that. But, so I mean, you see stuff, and it's like, it's like to the point where sometimes I'll watch, when I'm watching like an old movie or something, and people are talking, the actors are talking, and they're really close together, and you're like, ooh, that's unsafe. Oh, wait, this movie was from 1998. Like, your brain goes that route. So, I don't know. It's a weird spot to be in where you want to be, you know. I can tell you that we're not going to take photos to make other people feel like we're being safe. We've already done that. We're already planning for safety, for low numbers. And like, it's like, we're going to set up for people to be responsible. Like, we can't make everybody be safe, but we can provide, you know, by the low numbers, doing it outside, like out in the country in some wide spaces, and set up stuff with safety in mind, keeping people together who know each other, you know, stuff like that, just being, you know, so that we can enjoy the day and have a great wedding, but also be responsible. You know, find the common ground where it's like, we're not going to live in fear, but we're also going to be safe. We're going to be as safe as we can. You know, that's with all the information that we've known so far, like this is what we're going to do. Yeah, that's, so that's what we're doing. All right. So I had this thing I need to, I had to look it up real quick. So there's a meme that was put out there. And then someone took that meme and corrected that with their point of view and then shared that. And it's making the rounds everywhere. So I'm going to read the original meme. Then I'm going to read the corrected meme. Then I'm going to talk shit about them. All right. The original meme says, before you cancel, and I'm going to use a mocking tone, if that's cool with everyone. Yeah? All right. The original meme is, before you cancel Thanksgiving and Christmas with your loved ones, remember that this may be the last holiday you have. We are not guaranteed a single minute on this earth. Stop living in fear and embrace life to its fullest! Exclamation point. All right. So the corrected meme is, before is scratched out. So they've scratched out like certain lines and then filled in with other words. Be like, hmm. So it now reads, when you cancel Thanksgiving and Christmas with your loved ones, remember that you are doing it because you love them and value their health. We are not guaranteed a single minute on this earth. Stop acting like we are not in a pandemic and embrace social distancing, managing masks, and staying home. So, why are your choices not canceling anything and living life? You know, don't live out of fear, or cancel Thanksgiving and Christmas, stay home and be safe because you don't want to get... Why are those the two choices? There's not a third choice? You can't figure out a family gathering, like immediate family, outdoors somewhere in a park with masks? Or set it up. It's like, well, some of my relatives aren't going to do it. Well, fuck them. Set it up with people who will. I don't know. How are these the two choices? Why do people act this way? How is it possible that, because I agree. I mean, the whole reason that we're getting married during this, like this time that we went ahead with it, is we were going to plan it and be safe, but still do it. Because people need some, you know, because we wanted to do it. We wanted a project. We wanted to get married. And we wanted to give other people something positive, really. Our close friends and family. So it's like, I understand, yeah, don't live in fear, but don't live in, but that's not the choices are not, you know, let's not live in fear. Also, let's disregard everything. I'm going to go out and drink bleach. Like, what? I don't. Like, my brain's just going. Also, the thing about it is, and the other thing is that the the correction, just the judgy on a high horse lecturing tone. Like, you're talking about no self-awareness. When you do that, you're like, I'm going to tell people. And then whoever created it, like posting like, I got my likes. Take that, right wingers or whatever the fuck, you know, anti-maskers. I told them off, like, great, that'll convert them. Mockery and lecturing, that, you know, that's a great way. You know, nothing converts people over and convinces them like getting lectured, like getting a talking to. It's just, it immediately makes you want to go, hey, you know what? How about you go fuck yourself? I'm going to do what I want. You immediately, your gut reaction when you read it is to kind of go, fuck that guy. Like, you just immediately want to be irresponsible just to piss off the guy who created the meme. Just whenever you read somebody posting some kind of little, like, well, you know what I say. Is this what you say? Well, you're all brave on your phone doing whatever it is you do. People are real brave on social media, man. People are really like, you know what? I'm clever. It's just, God, fuck you. In the ear. I just don't understand how. It's been 9 months. Haven't most of us figured it out in 9 months? All right, so. Wear masks when you're in contact with people that you don't see very, you know, that you're not living with. If you're in close contact, don't spend close contact indoors with lots of people. Like, there's all these, there's these little things you can figure out, you know, take care of your health, build up your immune system, be safe, but don't hide in your room. Where's the, you know, it's, yeah, fine. Let's be rational about it. I don't understand how people can, you know, they're like, why is America so polarized? Hang on, I got to create a meme to piss off half of America. Really? You don't understand how you're enabling the shit? Jesus Christ, man. Sorry, you guys. That's the serious shit. I just was like, serious. I just don't understand how people can sit there and just not understand, like, the common middle part, and just like, there's like, it's either this or this. It isn't. You both kind of have a point, but you both kind of suck. Do you see how you both suck? Can you come together and reach an understanding that you both suck? All right. I have a note I was going to talk about that I don't think I'll go into it. I don't think I'll go into it, but I just want to say, for the record, fuck the post office. they screwed something up for us. We were getting something mailed from Etsy, and they totally screwed something up. They sent it back. They said it was at the post office. They said it wasn't going to be deliverable. So before we went down there, because it's kind of a drive for where the central office is, and we contacted them, and they said it was still there when we contacted them, and it would be there today. And we went up there and like, no, we sent it back. So it just, which is ridiculous, because when there's an issue with the address on the package, it doesn't matter, because they're so, the postal worker doesn't deliver packages to our apartment door, to the different doors in the complex. They deliver it to the office. They just don't do it. They're like, here, do our job for us. And it's, so I don't understand why something that they don't deliver is undeliverable. That doesn't make any sense to me. It's, you know, something about the apartment number not being on the package or something like that. And the thing about it is that, well, you don't deliver it to the apartment number anyway. That's more of a problem for the office, the apartment office, isn't it? It's more of their part. It's more of their problem. You just don't. So I don't know what's going on with them, but they all, that was kind of the big thing when it kind of became a, when the post office got flung into like the political thing, you know, where Trump was against him. So people who like Trump were like, yeah, fuck the post office. And then people who are against Trump are like, no, we must support the post office. Here's the thing. No political, you know, take politics out of it. Take the size out of it. Fuck the post office in general. Those guys suck. They really are just kind of sitting on a job. It's a government job. You know the thing people talk shit about government people with government jobs because they can't get fired, and they're just really just like, meh. Well, that's everybody at the post office. When they're not, you know, snapping and shooting people, going postal, if you will. There's a term. We created a term because so many of them were like, so, you know, don't forget, the post office sucks. Well, we need the post. Yes, we need it. But it sucks. Just like the DMV. It sucks like the DMV sucks. We need the DMV, but it sucks. I just want to, you know, for the record, everyone, I am not an ally of the Postal Service. You heard it here first. I do not stand with the USPS. The necessary evil known as the Postal Service. That whole neither rain nor sleet nor snow nor hail will stop the mail. I mean, yeah. However, any mild inconvenience would stop the mail. We'll definitely delay it. Weather won't delay, you know, weather won't stop us from delivering it. But any minor inconvenience will delay the shit out of your mail being delivered. You may get it at some point. You will get it. We guarantee you'll get it at some point. Any little bit of effort will delay your mail delivery. If you cause me to work at any point, you may not get your mail right away. But you will eventually. That should be their motto, USPS. You'll get your mail eventually. All right. Well, I'm sorry to be so negative today, you guys. I'm not. It's the whole point is for you to enjoy me bitching about something, and you don't even have to agree with it. You're like, I like the Postal Service, but the clown is hilarious. I'm going to listen to the court jester continue to mock them. It's fine. Everything's all right. Everything's fine. I'm just waiting for the weekend. Everybody's working for the weekend. I will complain about one other thing, but before I do, I do want to say that I hope everybody's hanging in there. If you're in recovery, I hope that you are staying sober. If you're not, I hope you are staying sane. And I know I was talking about, you know, finding a balance. And clearly people are not finding a balance because of the how crazy spiking it is out there with the COVID cases. It's almost as if a couple of weeks ago, something happened, like a holiday of some kind that maybe fell on a Saturday, that everybody felt they were owed a party. What was that? Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. Maybe so. Also, the weather. Mm. Also, we knew this was coming. I don't know. You can't make people... You got to watch out for yourself. You know, at this point, you know what's good. What's safe. So, you know, watch out for you and who you care about. For sure. I do want to end on something that's, that also bothers me, but this is frivolous. But I do want to bring it up because it's been, because I've distracted myself from, the news. You know, I still look at the news for a couple of minutes a day, but, make sure, okay, there's no, volcano eruption or something that I need to know about, right? And then I spend the rest of the time, with, NFL football stats, highlights, analysis, and then, pictures and videos of, cats and dogs. It's what I do. And I've watched, the past month, I have watched a bunch of videos. What's Instagram's Reels? It's called Reels. Instagram has like their it's like TikTok, but you know, we own it, says Facebook. Which is basically Reels is basically TikTok. It's a bunch of TikToks that people just kind of put over on Instagram. It's like, ooh, let's get as many followers as we can. Somehow I'm going to turn this into a business. Can videotaping my cat make me money? Find out now. So I've watched a bunch of this stuff, and I finally, I feel like I need to address this to the masses. And by the masses, I mean my core audience. I don't get why people feel the need to give speech, like type out text and funny things to say that animals are saying. Like the animals, cats and dogs are cute enough. If the video's good enough, you don't have to add like quotations. You don't have to add captions to pictures of cats and dogs. You don't have to. They speak for themselves. You know, it's really, you don't have to dumb it down to the lowest common denominator. I mean, it reminds me of even as a kid, and it's funny because I think Bob Saget's funny now. Like his stand-up is funny. Bob Saget's great. But at the time when Bob Saget was hosting America's Funniest Home Videos, he used to do the voice. He used to do like voices and stuff for videos that they would show. And like, oh, everybody, oh, I'm going to fall down the slide. Whoa. He would do shit like that. And even as a kid, I'd be like, this guy sucks. And that's got to be, and man, I would hate to be mocked by teenagers. And preteens. Preteens think you suck and you're having to do it. It's like, well, it's a paycheck. Yeah, it's a paycheck. But preteens think you suck. So it's just like unnecessary. So what people are doing, I don't know, you've seen it. People will put captions on their pictures and they do this thing that just makes me you know, I love to be irritated. Well, this nails it for me. They misspell humans because the animals can't spell, right? So it's like humans. It's like H-O-O-M-A-N-Z or something cute. And look, all right, let's say you're going to put captions on your pet pictures or videos. Okay. This is just something you do and you enjoy it. That's fine. You're not a comedy writer. You know, I shouldn't have to put you at a high level. Like, you don't have to be a professional. I get it. You just like putting words in the mouths of your pets. I'll let you do it. I get it. Fine. if you're going to misspell words, do it for the dogs only. Because I can believe that dogs can't spell. I can believe they're kind of dumb. They're loyal and kind of dumb. Like, their book learning is probably low. I'll give you that. But don't misspell words for the cats. I fully believe that cats know how to spell words. They're smart like that shit. They know grammar. Cats aren't going to be like sitting there going, you know, they're not going to, you know, you are like with letters. They're not going to misspell stuff. They're diabolical. They're calculated. They're sociopaths with fur. Like they know what they're doing. They know how to spell. You know, they act dumb, you know, but they know what they're doing. They're just manipulating you. And the fact that they're psychologically manipulating you, you need to respect them with correct spelling. If you're going to give them dumb captions of things they would never say. Because they're like if they could use Instagram, they'd be like, what did this bitch make me say? I would never say that. This is the dog would say this shit. I would never fucking my food. Do you think I'm an idiot? I'm gonna go shit in the box. Anyway, that's what I think. Isn't that right, Kitty? She's just staring at me. She knows. She's in the doorway of the closet, just staring at me. And I don't. It's a little unnerving, but I'm used to it. All right, you guys. Thank you for letting me bitch and moan for 32 minutes. I feel better. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you feel better. So next week, I'll report to you on how the wedding goes. I hope you have a safe weekend and be, you know. Yeah, just be careful. All right? But hang in there. We're going to be all right. Well, this has been Yes, I'm Still Sober. I don't know what the pause was. Dramatic pause, John. All right, let's get out of here. Thank you, guys. I'm John Raymond. We'll see you next week. Later. Bye. For the piercing skin. Come back down to earth again. The cold is creeping deep inside. The telephone line. Gotta get away, get away, gotta get away. For the Lord, don't make me stay. All I know, should've been, could've been.